This is the Ethanol Report. The Renewable Fuels Association held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. recently to counter claims that ethanol production is causing higher food prices. Among the speakers who addressed the media was former Secretary of Agriculture John Block, who has a unique perspective on the issue.
Having spent a lot of years working in food and agriculture, running a food trade association and U.S. Department of Agriculture, and also have a farm in Illinois. My son runs a farm. We raise 5,000 acres of corn and 10,000 head of pigs. So we've got hogs and corn both, so we're part of this whole equation, and we live it every day.
Block also serves on the board of Friends of the World Food Program, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization dedicated to building support for international hunger relief efforts. And he says record oil prices, weather, and commodity market speculation are playing a bigger role in world food price increases than ethanol.
So I guess I would say it's unreasonable to blame biofuels for a big part of this. I would say that especially internationally, because we are not shorting the market on grain. We are exporting more grain than we ever have in history, $100 billion worth of product. U.S. farm products going overseas, a record, and if we're sending it all over there, there's something else at play here that's caused the food prices to go up in these other countries.
Rick Tolman, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, also noted the increase in grain exports and the relatively small impact corn has on retail food prices.
What do corn prices have to do with food riots in China and Pakistan and India over rice? Absolutely nothing. There is no connection to rice production around the world with biofuels or corn in the United States. No connection at all. Absolutely none.
Tolman says he sees the ethanol bashing as a classic PR strategy at work, turning Little Bo Peep into the axe murderer.
And I think while we do have some role in higher food prices in the corn industry, we're certainly closer to Little Bo Peep than we are the axe murderer. Bottom line, there's been a very clever marketing disinformation campaign directed at biofuels by those with deep pockets. If you want to know who the real axe murderer is, that's slashing our grocery food budget. Look at $4 a gallon gasoline. Look at $120 a barrel oil.
Indiana farmer and National Farmers Union President Tom Bias talked about the financial factors affecting food prices, such as the weakness of the dollar.
Whenever you have a weak dollar, you have high commodity prices, whether it's oil, gasoline, gold, silver, corn, rice, you name it. And that's because investors put their money in there to hedge against inflation. So the big macroeconomic issue of the weakness of the dollar, for a variety of reasons, combined with the people who own our dollars, who are taking those cheap dollars and purchasing our commodities to export back to their countries, has had a tremendous impact.
Tied into that, Bias says, is speculation in the commodities markets, which is artificially driving up prices.
There's a lot of concern about the speculative nature of the futures markets. And while some will say, well, aren't you in favor of higher prices for farmers that's driven by this speculation? Well, we're always in favor of a farmer making a profit from the marketplace. But what has happened, the speculation has been so tremendous that it has taken away the one marketing tool that U.S. farmers have used for ever to be able to forward price their commodities after they've harvested.
Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen wrapped up the press conference by focusing specifically on the role of higher oil prices in food price inflation.
The impact of the price of oil on the price of food is clear. Higher oil prices equal higher food prices. This isn't a hard concept to grasp when you stop to consider all of the oil used to bring food from the farm to the supermarket shelf. The dominant role that oil prices play quickly becomes clear. Farmers rely on oil-based diesel and fertilizer to grow a crop and transport it to market. Food processors must use petroleum products to power the plants, process the food, package the food in plastic, and often transport the food to the store in refrigerated trucks. The reliance on oil-based fuels is also crippling the budgets of food aid organizations. A 2007 GAO report estimates that 65% of the budgets of these organizations is spent on transportation. The crises the world is facing today, be they food, economic, or environmental, all have a common denominator, the ever-tightening world oil market. Addressing this issue will require commitment, leadership, and vision. We cannot afford to jettison the promise of biofuels because of the manufactured hysteria of a phony food versus fuel debate. American farmers and farmers around the globe are capable of producing both food and fuel.
Over 70 media representatives, including many from the major networks and publications, attended the press conference held on April 30th, in addition to dozens more tuned in by telephone. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.